Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Did anybody get the thing ready for me that I asked for?
You just want attention.
Oh.
You don't want my heart.
I actually wanted Charlie doing it.
Oh.
Listen, we can only do so much.
Okay.
The budget on the show is...
non-existent. Yeah. We want to know, what's the weirdest thing you've done for attention?
Yeah. We've all been there. Whether we're trying to get like a crush's attention or just...
Have we? I don't know that I've...
Buddy, you were a rock star. You have your own radio show.
I'm not doing this. Okay, I am.
Is it now? Is this what you're doing?
I don't do it. Like,
text in. Am I doing this for attention?
303-222-5423.
Stop like, what you're doing. What tell me.
Drop everything. I'm trying to think if I've done things. I will say, I don't think I want to admit mine.
You play piano at parties for attention.
But I do it so subtly. I don't ever, if everyone's in the room with the piano, I don't do it. Does that make sense?
Oh, so you want the piano in a different room, you'll wander off and wait for someone
like
to
I've been in a house where the piano's in the living room sort of and everybody kind of congregates in the kitchen. Yeah. That's my ultimate. And then you just wait for the smoke show to have to go to the bathroom or whatever, and then she's going to have to walk back through that living room. Goodness. And then you're just, what's this old thing? I wonder if I, and you're playing like chopsticks and playing crappy stuff. And then she's like, oh, do you play? I'm like, no, not really. And then you launch into Journey. And then.
This is a good move. I want to hate it, but it's good.
Before I say what I've done for attention, mm-hmm. I need assurances
mm-hmm.
from each of you.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron.
Oh, yeah. I've got them lined up.
But you are willing to admit it. Because if I admit mine.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have one that I've never admitted before that I will.
I've never admitted this before.
Okay. Go ahead. You first. I'm definitely not going to back out or anything. Go ahead.
There was a point where I heard the girl that I had a crush on talking about how some kid was riding by her house and like crashed, like had a pretty significant like scooter accident in front of the house. And her sister ran out and took care of the kid and all this. And the dad came out and they like bandaged him up and did the whole thing. And I was like, yeah, like she didn't tell me that story, but she was telling other people. And because I'm a stalker, I was eavesdropping.
Gotcha.
Fast forward 6 months to summertime, and I laid my bike down in front of her house almost every day.
Oh, no! Oh, bud.
Were they vacationing in Martha's Vineyard that summer? Like, why? Did they come out?
No, that's a point. That's why I did it every day. I didn't do it every day, but I'd be like, she lived by the park. She lived by Lanyon Park. She lived behind it. And so I would just be in Lanyon Park. I'm like, maybe today. And I just go over there and like, I would just like fall over and just lay there and go,
oh, no.
And like wait for them to come out. It's like, oh, wait, April, you live here? What? And like, it never, so I increased the severity of the accident day by day by day. And it never happened.
Oh.
But that's, and I literally honked up my bike and myself on the last one. That's when I stopped.
Wow.
Because I hit the curb really, really hard and bent the front rim, and then
ouch!
And I road rash myself, and I'm like, "This is the one," because I'm bleeding.
I'm actually hurt.
Yeah, I'm actually
the
hurt.
Dad's probably like, "Stay in the house, girls. This kid wants insurance money. don't engage with him."
Have you heard of the show America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yes.
Yes.
That family won $100 million. Sending no.
Oh, but if they were shooting,
if they had video, here's a kid who has crashed his bike in front of our house every day for 6 months because his daughter's a smoke show.
Wow.
All right. I want everyone to know that that was painful, mm-hmm. and that everyone on the show has mm-hmm. to do it. So you too have to admit the biggest thing you've done for attention. 303-222-5423, or you can text in to 303-222-5423 on the Berg Simpson text line.
So I am not afraid to admit this because mm-hmm. it is what it is. It happened. Mm-hmm. When I was 8 years old, I had my first hernia. So I had to have surgery for it. Oh, I got to wear, at the time I was at a private Catholic school, so I got to wear like sweatpants instead of the khakis.
Oh, you were one of those kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool. It's awesome.
And then I had some sort of like math test or science test. And I was like, I'm not prepared for this. Ooh, my hernia hurts.
So you
got taken to Children's Hospital.
You went so far. Yeah. Your attention is
full send. You gotta.
You're not just crashing a bike in front of April's house.
No, there was a copay.
Oh, man.
And the doctor...
Aaron, that is...
The doctor, I specifically remember, called me out and was like, did you have a test? And I was like, no, it just hurts.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
God. You're going to have to cut these sweatpants off of me. This is urgent.
The hurry is just popping out everywhere.
But they said, they told my mom.
They knew you were lying.
I don't know. But they were like, maybe it's just the stitches healing and it's just kind of tugging or whatever. But yeah.
I don't feel as bad about mine. Yeah. I didn't involve authorities and cash flow.
Mine is just very embarrassing. There's only two people in the world that know of this story. So there was a day in our high school, and I was in junior high. We were all in like one. It was a tiny school, so all the grades are together. And it was called the student auction day, where they auctioned off a bunch of stuff. So all the students are in the gym for one day. And this is back in the era where the boys had kind of the Bieber hair, you know? It was all about the kind of the swoop, the kind of the flip, yeah. all of that. And I was not feeling my hair at the time. Oh no. It just wasn't flipping quite right. And I knew, I'm like, this is a big day for me because I'm in front of all the high school girls. The whole school is here. I got to have my flip just right. So I, during this big assembly, I snuck into the boys' locker room and I took a shower to revitalize my hair. Mm-hmm. Literally only that. And the only other person who knows this story is my basketball coach, who came down because he heard the showers on and walked in on me in the shower and is just like,
what are you doing?
We haven't had a sporting event.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? You're just...
Did your flip work?
It did. I kind of had to hurry.
You got more attention as a result of sneaking.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my hair is just, I spilled something. And so I had to come up with my newly shampooed hair, but it had the flip and I looked good. And no high school girls
I'm gonna
noticed.
Say this.
But it was very embarrassing. My coach, he never forgot that.
So let me just get this straight. I crashed my bike like 17 days consecutively. And your attention getting thing was you took a shower.
You know, we actually have showers in the basement here.
Yeah. Your punishment right now is what? Aaron's going to take the call. I want you to go take a shower right now and come back with a better flip.
You have to walk in on me.
Done. All right. You've done something over the top for attention. We want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want to say I feel a little cheated, sort of.
Why?
I don't know, because we're talking about attention, and like T-Ax's big attention getting moment was taking a shower. I mean, yeah, it's embarrassing that he took a shower in the middle of the day. And like
during the school assembly, I was not supposed to be down there at all. I got in trouble.
And Aaron just, you're a dirty cheating.
Yeah, but like, okay, have you guys broken bones? Did you have casts or anything?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I broke my clavicle. I had to wear like the bra kind of looking thing for a while.
So nothing that like people could sign though? Because that was another thing for attention. That was nice.
Oh.
Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple legs, cast on my legs, my arm.
And they weren't real?
No, all real.
See, that's not...
But like, that's... You got to let people sign them and like... You get to pick and choose who you want to sign. Yeah.
I do remember the kids who had like the lime green casts for the first time.
That was my last one.
The whole thing came out?
Yeah. That was a big deal.
But I embarrassingly rammed my bike into a curb every day to try to get a girl's attention. I think mine's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree. Yeah.
And that was just last week.
Yes. I'm so lonely. Laura, attention, what'd you do?
Well, I didn't fall off my bike like Slacker.
Okay, what did you do?
But in the days before social media stalking was a thing and I didn't know how to see my crush over the summer, I definitely rode my bike past his house sometimes multiple times a day. Just trying to, hope he was playing.
Did it ever work? Because I did the same thing at April's house. Before I crashed, I would just ride by.
Well, did April turn out to be gay? Because my crush did.
Did he what?
Crush turned out to be super gay.
Oh. No, April just is not on social media. I can't find her.
Fair.
Okay. So that's kind of embarrassing. You should really try crashing your bike. It's another level of this whole issue. Thank you. Trish.
Yay.
Attention. What'd you do for attention?
So when I was younger, I have an older sister who she always got all the attention. Like literally my parents never paid attention to me when we were at things for her. And so I developed this little habit and trick of fainting to get attention.
Like fake fainting? Or did you actually make yourself pass out?
No, I developed some incredible skills that apparently were pretty realistic. And so when she was getting ready to leave for her prom, all of her friends and everybody were over at our house and she was doing all her photos and with her boyfriend and everything. And I pretended to faint and caused a huge scene so that I could get attention.
That is diabolical.
It is. And so you're just a thunder stealer. It's like, it's her big moment in the Olympics and you're like, ka-dunk.
You know what? She stole my thunder plenty of times and I just felt like I needed a little.
But she legitimately stole your thunder. Like with talent and looks and poise, and you stole it with an act.
You know, it worked. I still don't know if she knows that it was an act.
What's her name and what's her number?
Did they take you to the hospital? They were like, she won't stop fainting.
Yeah, don't you get PET scans and stuff?
No, I didn't overdo it, but
you knew your limits.
I played it off enough that I assured everybody I was fine, but it's just...
Okay, I just have one more question. Like, were you smart enough to not only do it when your sister was in the spotlight? Because you're gonna have to toss a couple in just at a random
chance. Here and there, yeah.
Yeah, where it's not... Because if you only do it when she's got the spotlight, they're going to catch on.
Well, if I had done it too many times, then I would have been taken to the hospital. So we tried to be really sporadic with this.
But mostly when she...
We didn't want a copay out of this. Okay. Just want some
You're
attention.
Amazing, Trish. Thanks for remaining conscious through this entire call. Candy?
Yai.
Attention. I'm guessing your name's not really Candy, but...
Did you do that for attention?
Not really Candy.
Okay, what did you do for attention?
Oof, like, I talk about the brain not being fully formed as a teenager. I faked a pregnancy for attention.
No!
Yeah, and it really got out of hand.
With a boy or with the whole school?
No, like word got out and people were actually really supportive and like started wanting to give me gifts and money. Like it wasn't the like mean girls like thing that most people think in movies. People were actually really supportive.
What about your parents?
Well, that's when I had to come clean, is when they found out.
Oh, my.
Because there was like,
they were like, hey, nothing's showing.
Yeah, like, what?
Once the casserole starts showing up at the house, it's like,
why did you do it? Just for attention?
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, honestly, literally at this point, I can't even imagine like what that kid was thinking. Their brain was just addled with hormones. But yeah, it was attention.
Oh, no.
I think also like I wanted my boyfriend at that time to like commit more to me. I don't know. Crazy, crazy teenage
hormones is
I just want you to know that the teenage boy, that announcement is usually the sign of them running. Mm. They go, oh, oops, and then they bolt.
So a hickey can get you pregnant?
oh my God. What, like, when like three people knew, or when people were handing you stuff, or like touching your belly, when did you start to go like, oh crap, I've done it.
It didn't take that long. It was like a week. It wasn't that's still long enough for going by or something.
Okay, so you didn't have to start
stuffing my clothes or anything like that. It wasn't that bad.
Okay, I thought you like got 6 months in and had to like. So did you have to come clean with? I know we're gonna get to other calls, but I just need to know. You had to tell your parents the truth. Did you tell the school the truth, or did you fake something else?
Fake a miscarriage?
Yes.
Oh.
You want the real answer?
Yes!
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was the latter, for
you
sure.
You faked it!
Oh, my goodness. So,
okay.
I couldn't, like,
no, I get it. I'm not going back to school if they know.
I couldn't face my friends having lied that, you know?
It's so much worse. But you had to...
It was a lot of work.
Like, if you fake having cancer... I'm sorry to like make him adjacent, but like then you have to shave your head and you have to come in and go, I'm in remission. Like you have to play
lie
it through.
On top
you
of the lie to keep it.
You can't just go kidding. you have to say I lost the baby. You do.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you have to.
You're a terrible person, Candy. But
thank you.
You're a great
thank
call.
You.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.